702. The Worldview.
And Adam Gilchrist is not there today, but we do have John Adley. Good morning, John.
Good morning. Nice to be with you.
Good to have you. Now, this 14-year-old boy stabbed to death by a sword-wielding man in the east of London. Tell us what happened there.
Yeah, really, really shocking. A sword-wielding suspect, as you say, now in custody in hospital. He was tasered and arrested on suspicion of murder. The reason he's in hospital, the 36-year-old was injured when his van hit a house in Hainault in East London around this time yesterday morning. And that started this sequence of chaotic events, which so sadly led to a 14-year-old boy being stabbed. He died later in hospital and four others were injured. And they included two police officers who needed surgery. Their injuries are significant, although not life-threatening, and injuries to two members of the public are also thought not to be life-threatening. So police are now going to be piecing together exactly what happened. As you can imagine, there's lots of footage doing the rounds on social media of what happened. For instance, people have been looking at footage of a man in a yellow jumper chasing after an ambulance while holding a sword. Yeah. Meanwhile, a body lay motionless on the ground, and there's also video of the suspect jumping over people's fences and garages, going from garden to garden, until finally he dropped onto someone's driveway and the police were waiting for him, and they cornered him and tasered him. 22 minutes of hell is how some of the newspapers are describing it this morning. So a lot of shock in that community, and as I say, police just trying to work out, you know, what the motivation might have been. They're not saying it's terror-related.
Yeah.
They're not looking for anyone else. So, you know, who knows what was going on with this man. I'm, of course, particularly thinking about the family of the young victim, the 14-year-old who lost his life. The King says that his thoughts are with him and all those affected. And the Mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, said he was absolutely devastated by the attack. He thanked the emergency services for running towards danger, as of course they always do. And he called on anyone with information to come forward, saying there is no honour in staying silent. Because, you know, sometimes people do close ranks when this kind of thing happens.
Yeah. Shocking story. Absolutely shocking. Something else is perhaps good, though. Over 100 people arrested in Spain as part of a WhatsApp money scam. What happened there?
Yeah, I think this can happen in various parts of the world, but this seems to be a very large-scale scam in Spain. It's known as the Dad, I'm in Trouble scam, and victims receive text messages via WhatsApp, supposedly from a close relative, asking them to help by sending money because they're in trouble. More than 200 people in Spain fell for this trick, and in all, they handed over almost €1 million to fraudsters. Police say that the victims were scammed for between 800 and 55,000 euros, and they made the arrests in stages across several months across all parts of Spain. So I think there's a feeling there's some coordination behind this scam, and they've charged people with fraud, money laundering, and being part of a criminal organization. People here in the UK, by the way, have also fallen prey to the scam. Back in November, in one part of the country, police issued a warning after recording a spike in reports of criminals attempting to gain control of WhatsApp accounts. It's not known if the scams in the UK and Spain and possibly other parts of the world are linked, but I guess that's something that police will look into. It's part of the modern age, isn't it? Social media. And of course, you're vulnerable, aren't you? As a dad myself, if you get a text message from your daughter who's at university saying, "Dad, I'm in trouble," you're not going to ignore it.
No, absolutely. You're quite right. And we fall for this. And it's actually nice to see arrests being made for a change, because so many times you just lose your money and that's that. And then very quickly, Italian researchers think they've identified how the ancient Greek philosopher Plato spent his final hours. This is intriguing.
Yeah, researchers in Italy have been analyzing a papyrus scroll, an ancient scroll preserved under the ash when Vesuvius erupted in AD 79. A new discovery reveals that Plato spent his final evening on Earth dying from a fever, with a Thracian slave girl attempting to soothe him by playing the flute. Now, this scroll has been around for around 200 years, but modern technology has allowed them to decipher it. It couldn't be read because the heat of the volcano had turned the scroll into a cylinder of black carbon. But researchers from the University of Pisa use new technology. They've been able to lift words out of the scroll, and they say that that Plato didn't like the music, apparently, that was being played. He didn't think the flautist was very good, and that she lacked a certain sense of rhythm. So what I think we have here is the oldest surviving account of Plato's life, written by the first century BC poet and philosopher Philodemus, and it tells us more about his life and how he died, and most particularly how he apparently disliked flute music.
Imagine that, you're dying, but you get choosy, you get picky. Oh, wow. John Adderley, thank you so much. This is John with The Worldview.